交通时间是越来越短了，对不对？
Time for fellowship is becoming shorter.
对，我们需要更多的恩典。
And the Lord have more grace on us.
我看见在前面还有很多的空位。
Feel that we still have a lot of seats in front of us.
在公司开会的时候常常也是这样。
In the meeting in the company, it's always like that.
所以每次有这样的情形的时候，就有人说 just like the church.
Always just like the church.
但是我希望我们不像一般的 church.
We hope we are different from other people.
因为我们都是一个家里的人。
Because we are members of the family.
在我们家里吃饭的时候，没有一个孩子是甘愿落后的。
In the family, there is we don't want to be always behind.
所以盼望弟兄姊妹能够坐在前面。
We hope the saints will sit at the front.
For the
past few weeks, the Lord really had mercy on us.
差遣他的仆人在我们当中说了宝贵的话语。
Send his servants to speak precious words to us.
这些话语一直在我的心里面。
And these words are always in my heart.
所以在这个礼拜里面，无论我思想什么，我都没有办法离开这些话。
Even though I meditate on a lot of things, but these words cannot left me.
所以我没有办法交通其他的东西。
So I cannot fellowship other things.
所以我把我心里面感觉最重的一个点，今天早上与弟兄姊妹交通。
So I want to fellowship some points that really touch me.
上一个周末在这里我们所交通的一个主题就是彼此相爱。
Last week we had some fellowship concerning loving one another.
我们在主日早上有一次的交通，然后我们在礼拜六晚上有一次的交通。
Last week, Saturday and Sunday, we have some fellowship.
但是在礼拜六晚上之前呢，我们还有一个短短的交通。
But before Saturday night, we still had a short fellowship.
那时候我们在彭弟兄的家里面与弟兄们有一点交通。
We have some fellowship in the home of our brother Oliver Peng.
有能够最抓住我心的，就是在那个交通里面所讲的几句话。
What really captured my heart are the few words.
所以我想也利用今天的时间与弟兄姊妹交通。
So I want to fellowship these things to you this morning.
在那天下午我们谈了很多其他的事情。
We fellowship a lot of things on that afternoon.
后来我们就谈到彼此相爱这件事。
Then we fellowship concerning the matter of loving one another.
头一句话从我们弟兄嘴里面说出来的就是这一句。
The first thing that came out of our brother's mouth is these words.
他说我们之所以不能彼此相爱，乃是因为我们爱主的心不够。
He said that the reason that we cannot love one another is that our love towards the Lord is not enough.
我不晓得当你听到这句话你的反应是怎么样。
What is your response upon hearing these words?
我的感觉就好像被那个两刃的利剑刺进来一样。
When I heard these words, it seems my heart is struck by a two-edged sword.
It hurts.
It hurts.
我不知道你对这句话的反应是怎么样。
I don't know what is your response towards these words.
因为这句话实在是讲到那个要点。
These words speak of the central point.
对我来讲，这句话就是我的 weekend. 就是 whole weekend.
These words is my whole weekend.
不需要再听到其他的话语。
I don't need to listen to other words.
因为这句话就把所有的问题都解决了。
Because these words solve the whole problem.
我觉得我们常常都有一个感觉。
We always had a kind of feeling.
包括我自己在内。
It includes myself.
我说主啊，我实在爱你。
Or I say, Lord, I love you.
但是。
But.
然后呢，我们就填了很多其他的东西。
But then we said a lot of things, a lot of reasons.
非常容易我们在聚会的时候唱 I love you Lord.
We always think I love you Lord.
但是等到实际的生活里面的时候你是不是还能够这样子唱。
But when we come to our practical living, can we still sing this way?
所以我们在主的面前常常有这样一个祷告。
So we still need to have a prayer before the Lord.
我说 I love you, Lord, comma, but.
We always saying, I love you, Lord, but.
我不晓得你的 but 是什么。
I don't know what is your reason.
我们可以添上很多很多的东西。
Maybe we can give a lot of reason.
我们常常认为主不是我不爱你。
We always say, not Lord that I do not love you.
那是因为你把我摆在这个环境的里面。
But it is because you put me in this situation.
所以我不能够去爱弟兄姊妹。
So for this reason, I cannot love the saints.
但是我们弟兄告诉我们，问题不在那个 but。
So our brother said the reason is not because of the but.
问题是我们爱主 not enough.
It's because our love towards the Lord is not enough.
我们认为我们爱主。
We feel that we love the Lord.
但是还不够。
But it is not enough.
那个不够不能够胜过那个 but.
Our not having enough cannot go beyond the but.
所以我们就不能够爱弟兄姊妹。
And because of this, we cannot love the brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这是不是我们的光景？
This is a real situation.
当神的话像两刃的利剑刺到我们的里面的时候，我们就无可推诿。
When the word of the Lord like a two-edged sword hits us, we really have no excuse.
我们必须要在神的面前承认一件事。
We should really confess before God one thing.
主，我爱你不够。
Lord, our love towards you is not enough.
所以我不能够爱弟兄。
Because of this, I cannot love the saints.
当我们弟兄交通到怎么样来爱弟兄姊妹的时候
When our brother fellowship concerning how should we love the brothers and sisters
他讲到两点非常让我感动
Then he speak of two things that really touch me
头一点他说我们要彼此相爱我们要担当彼此的重担
When we love one another we should bear one another's burden
我们最不愿意做的这一件事
This is the thing that we do not want to do most
因为我们自己有很多的重担
Because we had a lot of burden.
自己的重担都背不起来了怎么还有力量去背别人的重担
We cannot already bear our own burden. How can we bear other people's burden?
所以我们希望能够给人一点鼓励
So we want to encourage one another.
我们希望给人一点劝勉
So we want to give advice to other people.
甚至我们愿意写一张支票
Maybe we would like to write a check.
我们愿意做任何一件事情就是不愿意挑人家的重担。
We will do all kinds of things except bearing one another's burden.
我听到一件事我很感动。
There's one thing that touched me most.
据说在Memphis 那里有一个弟兄他有一个问题。
I heard that in Memphis, one brother has a problem.
那个弟兄不能够晚上不能睡觉。
This brother cannot sleep at night.
假设有一个弟兄晚上有不能睡觉还问你了你怎么办
When a brother who cannot sleep at night and he came and asked you,
头一件事我们就给他一点劝告。
Then the first thing we will do, we will advise him.
我们就跟他很多的建议。
Then we will encourage him.
或者说那我替你祷告。
Or we will say, I'll pray for you.
在 Memphis 弟兄他们怎么做呢
?How did the church in Memphis do that?
他们弟兄轮流去那个弟兄家陪他。
What the brother do is that they alternately go to the house of the brother.
当那个弟兄晚上不能睡觉的时候，我们有弟兄与他一起不能睡觉。
When the brother cannot sleep at night, then some of the brothers will not sleep for the sake of the brother.
这个叫做担他的重担。
This is to bear one another's burden.
弟兄姊妹，我们的肩膀愿不愿意来当别人的重担
？Are we willing to give in our shoulder to bear one another's burden?
我们的主担我们的重担。
Our Lord bear our burden.
我们的主上十字架担我们的重担。
Our Lord go to the cross to bear our burden.
那个重担是我们的。
This burden is ours.
我们应当上十字架。
We should be the one to go to the cross.
但是我们的主上了十字架来背负我们的重担。
But the Lord went to the cross and bear our burden.
你我是不是爱弟兄到这样一个地步
Do we love our brothers to such an extent?
我们彼此来担当重担。
That we bear one another's burden.
这件事情非常的重要。
This thing is very important.
如果我们每一个人都担我们自己的担子
If we ourselves bear our own burden,
那个结果就是带出很多的死。
Then it brings out a lot of death.
如果我们彼此来互相担当重担
But if we bear one another's burden,
那个结果是带出来生命。
Then the result is life.
所以在这里面实在让我看见 怎么样叫做彼此相爱？
So in this, I can see what do you mean by loving one another?
就像主爱我们一样。
Like how the Lord loves us.
主没有给我们一些劝告。
The Lord did not give us any encouragement.
主亲自来到这个地上。
The Lord came to earth personally.
担当我们所有的过犯。
Bear our burden.
另外，另外一点是非常的宝贵。
And another thing that is so precious.
当我们想爱弟兄姊妹的时候，我们马上就会面临到一个问题。
When we think of loving the saints, then we meet a problem.
我们觉得我们没有很多的东西可以给出去。
We feel that we do not have a lot of things to give to the brothers and sisters.
这实在是非常正确。
I feel this is very accurate.
如果我们认为我们有很多东西可以给的话，那我们是不对的。
If we feel that we have a lot of things to give to the saints, then we are in a wrong place.
我们既然没有很多东西可以给，
If we feel that we do not have a lot of things to give,
然而需要又是这么大，
Then the need is that great.
所以我们马上就会有一个反应。
Then we surely had a kind of a response.
我们常常这样觉得，既然我所有的是这么少，我给不给都没有关系的。
If what I have is only this few, then to give is nothing.
就算我给出去呢，也没有办法帮助别人。
If we give, then it will not surely help the others.
那我还不如就藏在我的身上。
What I need to do is just to keep it.
当我们来到查经聚会的时候
，When we come to our Bible study class,
这不是我们的光景吗
？Is this our situation?
我们觉得我们所看到的只有一点点。
We feel that what we have seen is only this little.
就算我讲出来的也不一定能够帮助弟兄姊妹。
What I said may not really help the saints.
所以呢我就不如不讲。
Then what I need to do is just to keep it.
至于弟兄姊妹嘛，我的时间实在是非常的少。
Then I feel that our time is so short.
很可能我一个礼拜只有半个小时。
And in a week I only have half an hour.
这半个小时我能做些什么呢？
In this half an hour, what can I do?
就算我做了也实在是微不足道。
If really I do, it really cannot meet the need.
所以呢，我就把那个半个小时藏起来。
So I just keep this half an hour.
弟兄姊妹，不在乎我们所拿出来的是多少。
Brothers and sisters, it does not depend on what we give.
乃是在乎是不是被主分开了。
It depends on, did the Lord break it?
当那个主耶稣那一天找到那个孩子，他只有五个饼两条鱼。
When the Lord find the boy with five loaves and two fishes.
五个饼两条鱼实在是太少了。
Five loaves and two fishes are really few.
拿出来也没有办法帮助太多的人。
To bring it out will not help a lot.
如果我留着的话，至少我可以吃饱。
If I leave it behind, I can still help myself.
如果拿出来的话，两三个人吃一点，大家都没有吃饱。
But if I bring it out, only two and three eat it, and everybody is still hungry.
所以呢，我就把它留下来了。
So it's better that I keep it.
但是如果我们这样留下来的话，我们就看不见。主的恩典。
But if we keep it, then we cannot see the grace of God.
我们需要把我们只有的一点点交在主的手上。
We need to bring what we have and place it in the hand of the Lord.
当主把那个我们所拿出来的分开的时候
，If the Lord brings out the thing,
不但我们自己得到保足
，Not only are we satisfied,
许许多多的人得到保足
，A lot of people will be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，主需要你的五饼而已。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord needs your five loaves and two fishes.
主需要你的三十分钟。
The Lord needs your 30 minutes.
主需要主所给你的那一点。
The Lord needs what He gives you.
我们需要把那个交在主的手里面。
We should bring all these things into the hand of the Lord.
让主来破开。
That the Lord may break it.
那我们就看见在神的家中里面有粮。
Then we can see that in the house of God there are bread.
不会有一个人有缺乏。
Not one will have a lack.
这就是怎么样彼此相爱。
This is how to love one another.
不吝惜自己的所有。
Not keeping what we have.
不看清自己的所有。
Not to belittle what we have.
乃是相信神可以用那一点点。
Rather believing that the Lord can use what we have.
那天下午我们弟兄还讲了一句话。
And that afternoon our brothers still speak on.
那句话是非常的非常的让我惊讶。
These words really marveled me.
我们在讲到彼此相爱的时候
，When we speak of loving one another，
我们弟兄说了，我就 quote 他的话，他说it is impossible， but it is simple. It only costs you a life.
Our brother said it is impossible， but it is simple, but it costs you a life.
在我听到这句话的时候呢，我要花好几秒钟啊，去想我到底听到是什么。
When I heard these words, I need to use a few seconds to meditate on what does these words mean.
并不是我不明白这句话。
It doesn't mean that I do not understand these words.
相反呢，我明白他所说的话。
Rather, I understand what he spoke.
我甚至知道这个话的圣经的根据在哪里。
I know the basis of these words in the Bible.
但让我惊讶的是，这句话说出来的时候，就让我发现这位弟兄不仅是知道圣经的话，他乃是为那个话做见证。
What marveled me is that this brother not only witnessed the words in the Bible, but he testified the words in the Bible.
我们需要分别这两件事。
So we should try to differentiate these two things.
什么叫做知道神的话？什么叫做为神的话做见证？
What do you mean by knowing God's word, and what do you mean by witnessing God's word?
我们都觉得对于我们 Sister Anne 她在地上的生活，我们感觉非常的惊讶。
We feel that the life of our Sister Anne marveled us.
为什么我们觉得我们受到感动呢？
How why are we touched by this life?
因为从她的生活里面，我们看见了那个见证。
Because in her life we see the testimony.
我们知道神应许我们在地上有平安。
We know that God gives us peace on this earth.
这是知道神的话。
This is to know God's word.
但是你看见一个人为那个话做见证的时候，你的心里就觉得惊讶。
But upon seeing a person testifying for this word,
it's quite different.
这
同样的道理，我们知道我们在地上应当怎么样相爱。
The same principle. We know that what should we do? How should we love one another on this earth?
但是我们看到一个人为那个话做见证的时候，我们心里面不得不惊讶。
But to see a person testifying for these words causes us really to marvel.
我想我们来读这一处的圣经。
How about let's read a portion of the word?
路加福音14:26。
Luke chapter 14 verse 26.
路加福音14:26。
Chapter 14, verse 26.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it all together.
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姊妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
我相信我们大家都读过这节圣经。
We have read these verses.
但这节圣经我们宁愿把它跳过去的。
But we want to just to pass skip over these verses.
或者我们说这些圣经不是写给我的。
Or maybe we say that these verses are not written for me.
这些圣经一定是写给那些全时间做传道人的。
Maybe these verses are written for the full timers, the co-workers.
所以不是写给我的。
It is not written for me.
弟兄姊妹，有多少次你读到这些圣经的时候，你跳过去了呢？
How many times do we skip over this verse?
如果我们不能跳过去的话，那你怎么办呢？
If we cannot skip over this verse, what should we do?
你怎么样面对这节圣经呢？
How can we face this verse?
我记得Pastor Duhan 要走以前，他对我们讲过一句话。
Pastor Duhan spoke of one word.
他说我们今天最宝贵的就是我们打开圣经，让圣经来教导我们。
The most precious thing is that when we open the Bible, let the Bible teach us.
弟兄姊妹，你打开了圣经，读到这一句话，这句话教你什么？
When we open up this verse, and this verse teaches us what?
我们只能有两个反应。
There are two reactions.
一个反应说这句话不是为我的。
The first thing is that this verse is not for us.
所以我就继续读下去。
So I just go on reading.
第二，如果这句话实在是为我的。
If this verse is really for me.
那如果我不能做他的门徒，那我怎么办？
And I cannot be his disciples, what should I do?
我想我们应该赶快找人问，怎么办呢？弟兄，这句话这样写的。
Then we should ask the brother, what should we do?
这句话既然是这样写的，那我就不能做他的门徒了。
Since this verse is written this way, then I cannot be his disciple.
但是很少人问这个问题的。
But a few people ask this question.
那到底我们的情形是怎么样呢？
What is our situation these days?
我们是不是能够合乎这句话的要求？
Can we cope up to the standard of this verse?
当初翻译中文的人实在怜悯我们啊。
The person who translated into Chinese really had mercy on us.
如果你读那个英文的版的话啊，那这句话就这句话更难了解了。
If we read it in English, then it's harder.
这一个字到底是什么意思？
What does this verse mean?
这个字的意思呢，大部分的时候都翻译成恨。
It is translated to hate.
就是说人呢要恨他的父母。
It says that we should hate our parents.
要妻子。
Why?
弟兄姊妹。
Children and brethren.
我可以了解为什么当初翻译圣经的人没有翻译用恨这个字。
How come the translator doesn't translate it into hate?
因为那很难对中国人传福音的。
Because it's hard to preach the gospel to the Chinese.
但是如果我们了解圣经的话，我们了解神的心意的话，我们知道神要我们孝顺父母。
If we really know the will of God, if we really know what the Bible says, the Lord wants us to respect our parents.
那这个字到底什么意思？
But what does this verse mean?
这个字呢，在那个原文里面有这样的一个意思。
In the original text, it has this kind of meaning.
就是 love less or postpone in love.
To love less or postpone in love.
怎么解释呢？
What do you mean by this? How do you explain this?
神爱他的儿子。
Yes, God loves his children.
但是神因为爱人的缘故。
Because of loving man,
他就 postpone 他对他儿子的爱，把他儿子钉在十字架上。
He postponed his love and caused his son to be nailed on the cross.
所以当他的儿子钉在十字架上的时候，
When his son was nailed on the cross,
神不是不爱他的儿子。
It's not because he doesn't love his son.
但是他把那个爱 postpone。
Rather, he postponed his love towards his son Jesus.
这就是那个字。
This is what the word means.
今天我们每一个人都爱我们自己。
Today we love ourselves.
如果我们只是爱我们自己，我们不配做神的门徒。
If we love ourselves, then we are not worthy to become his disciples.
如果我们能够为着神的缘故，
But because of God,
为着弟兄姊妹的缘故，
Because of the brothers and sisters,
我把对自己的爱 postpone.
Then we postpone our love towards ourselves.
我们把对弟兄我们父母的爱 postpone.
Then we postpone our love towards our parents.
这样的人才能做神的门徒。
Then we can be worthy to become his disciples.
我们要爱弟兄姊妹是一件不可能的事。
To love the brothers and sisters is something impossible.
除非我们 postpone 我们对我们自己的爱。
We only postpone our love towards ourselves.
这就是圣经的意思。
This is what it means in this verse.
所以我们弟兄讲到 ，It only costs you a life.
Our brother said it costs you a life.
因为你不能够按照你原来想要活的方法去活。
Because we cannot live according to our original plan.
我们每一个人都有一个自己的理想。
Every one of us has a kind of standard.
我们在这个地上，我们要这样的活。
We have a standard of living on this earth.
我们要我们的儿女这样的活。
How should we cause our children to live on this earth?
如果我们对我们自己这个理想不能放弃的话，
If we cannot go postpone our this kind of our standard of living,
我们就不能够爱别人。
Then we cannot love others.
主清楚地知道这一件事。
The Lord knows this thing.
所以他告诉我们路加福音14:26。
Then so the Lord told us in Luke chapter 14:26.
你继续读下去的话，主才解释得更清楚。
If we go on reading, then it will be clear.
他说哪一个人盖房子不坐下来先算算够不够本钱去盖呢？
Those who build a house will first sit down and cost the and try to calculate the cost.
如果你没有办法盖的话，你最好不要开始。
If we cannot build the house.We don't have the capital, then we will not build the house.
同样的，跟随主是有代价的。
So in loving the Lord, there is a kind of a cost.
这个代价，这个代价是很高的。
And this price is very high.
就是你的生命。
It is your life.
所以这句话从我们弟兄的嘴里面说出来的时候，我心里面受到很大的震撼。
So when these words have been spoken by our brother, I really marvel.
因为我看到有人在为路加福音14:26做见证。
Because some people give testimony of the verse in Luke chapter 14, verse 26.
我们读这一节圣经是 一回事。
To read this verse is one thing.
就是看到一个人为这个圣经做见证是另外一回事。
To see a person testifying for this verse is another thing.
所以这实在是神给我们的很大的祝福。
So this is a great blessing the Lord has given to us.
因为有人为他的话做见证。
Because some people become a testimony, a witness for his word.
在启示录里面讲到我们怎么样能胜过仇敌呢？
In Revelation, it says, how can we win over the enemy?
只有两件事情可以胜过仇敌。
There are two things that we can win over the enemy.
一个是羔羊的血。
Is the blood of the lamb.
一个是弟兄所见证的道。
Is the testimony of the brethren.
不是弟兄所知道的道理。
It is not the knowledge of the doctrine that the brother knows.
我们所知道圣经的话不能救我们。
The knowledge of the Bible cannot save us.
只有当我们为那个话语做见证的时候，那个见证救我们。
Rather, the witness, the testimony for the word can save us.
因为即使是撒旦，他也知道神的话语的。
Because Satan also knows the word of God.
但是他不能为神的话语做见证。
But he cannot testify or witness for the word of God.
今天我们可以为神的话做见证。
Today we can witness and testify for the word of God.
让神的话语成为我们的见证。
May the word of God become our testimony.
所以这是上个礼拜我们在当主给我们的话语是怎么样彼此相爱。
This is the word spoken last week concerning loving one another.
我们要彼此相爱就要爱主。
If we love the Lord, if we love one another, we should love the Lord.
我们如果要爱主的话，我们先要认识主。
If we love the Lord, we should know the Lord.
那就是我们的弟兄没有告诉我们的，我们要认识主。
We should know the Lord.
我们不认识主怎么爱主呢？
If we do not know the Lord, how can we love the Lord?
我们不但要认识主所说的话。
Not only we should know what the word he said.
我们要认识他是谁。
We should know who he is.
我们更要知道我们主的心，他的心是什么。
And we should also know the heart desire of the Lord.
如果我们不认识主的心的话，
If we do not know the heart desire of the Lord,
我们怎么样在地上成为他的见证呢？
How can we become the testimony for him on this earth?
我们说我们是基督的身体。
We say that we are the body of Christ.
基督是我们的头。
And Christ is the head.
我们在地上来是彰显基督。
And we are here on earth become his testimony.
我们如果不知道他的心，我们怎么彰显基督呢？
If we do not know his heart desire, how can we witness for him?
所以我们实在感谢主，我们弟兄告诉我们这件事。
So praise the Lord, the brother has told us this thing.
我们要认识主，我们才能爱主。
If we should know the Lord in order to love the Lord.
我们不但认识主，我们还要转向主。
Not only we should love the Lord, we should also turn to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在常常需要转向主。
Many times we really need to turn to him.
有一句话我们常常听到弟兄姊妹说，我们也非常的喜欢。
There is one word that we heard from the saints and we really love it.
就是我们要磨成神儿子的形象。
We should be
transformed
into the image of his son.
这句话是太好了。
This word is really so good.
但是怎么样发生的呢？
How can this happen?
是不是突然之间很奇妙的你就被磨成神儿子的形象。
Is it just suddenly we are transformed into the image of his son?
我们怎么样被磨成神儿子的形象？
How can we be transformed into the image of his son?
乃是借着每一次的转向主。
Rather, it is through daily turning to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要常常的转向主。
Brothers, how we need to turn to him daily.
每一次的转向主就是一次的磨成。
Every time we turn to him, it's a kind of transformation.
一个人常常转向主，他就磨成了神儿子。
So the more frequent we turn to him, the more we are transformed into the image of his son.
我们什么时候来转向主？
When should we turn to him?
我们每一天要转向主。
Every day we should turn to him.
弟兄姊妹，当你聚会的时候，你选一首诗歌。
In the meeting when we choose a hymn.
你是怎么选诗歌的呢？
How do we choose a hymn?
你是打开这首诗歌，觉得这首诗歌很好，选这首诗歌呢？
Is it because we turn to this hymn and we feel this hymn is so good?
还是你选了诗歌以后，你就转向主说，主啊，这是不是今天你要我们唱的诗歌？
Or after turning to this hymn, we say to the Lord, is this hymn, is this the hymn you want me to sing?
弟兄姊妹，这是我们所需要学习的。
This is what we need to learn.
我们在这里我们要为一件事情祷告。
When we need to pray for one thing,
是不是你用你一贯习惯的方法来祷告呢？
Are we praying according to our habit?
是不是有人要找工作呢？我就这样祷告。
If we try to help a brother pray for a job, we pray this way.
有弟兄姊妹生病，那我就是这样祷告。
Then a person is sick, then we pray this way.
如果有人有难处，我就是这样祷告。
When someone is in trouble, then we pray this way.
还是你转到主的面前，主啊，你要我怎么样为这个人祷告
？Or rather, we turn to the Lord and ask the Lord, Lord, how should I pray for this?
弟兄姊妹，我们每一件事情都要祷告。
In every matter, we should turn to the Lord.
主就可以用所有各样发生的事来把我们磨成他儿子。
Then with all these circumstances, the Lord will transform us into the image of His Son.
就当我们有这样直接的与主的关系，我们就能够认识主。
Having this direct relationship with the Lord, then we can turn to Him.
怎么样我们能够认识主呢？更多呢
？How can we know the Lord more?
就是我们要每一天跟主有直接的交通。
It's by daily having fellowship with Him.
这就是少师母跟我们交通。
This is the thing that our brother, our sister saw a fellowship with us.
所以看见主的做事是何等的奇妙。
We see how wonderful the Lord is working.
他连续三个礼拜，他把这三个信息摆在我们当中。
In 3 weeks' time, he presented these messages before us.
每一个信息都跟另外一个信息有关系的。
Every message is interrelated with each other.
看见我们如果真的要爱弟兄姊妹的话
，Saying that if we really love the saints,
那从哪里开始
？Where should we begin？
就要从我们每一天的生活里面，我们跟主有真实的交通。
We should begin by daily having fellowship with our